Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Democrats are pressuring Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to improve the state's problem-ridden unemployment compensation system. The online system is overwhelmed and not able to handle the rush of thousands of Floridians who have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. In a video conference this morning, Tampa Bay area Democratic Congressmembers Kathy Castor and Charlie Crist also urged Governor DeSantis to increase the number of weeks of eligibility and the state's cap on weekly contributions. Under Governor Rick Scott, the Republican-controlled legislature set a weekly limit of $275. Former Governor Crist was asked by a reporter about his last chief of staff, Shane Strum, who is also the current governor's chief of staff, about whether he might be able to influence Governor DeSantis to increase unemployment compensation.
The time frame of that precisely, I'd have to look up and review in all candor. However, yeah, I was pretty sure that if I tried to do that as governor, and go ahead and extend those additional benefits, there was the possibility and maybe even probability of a suit against me for doing so. But I understood what the statute said. I had been attorney general right before I became governor. And so I was used to getting sued as attorney general a lot, almost on a daily basis. And so, that's some of the things that you deal with as a leader, and you have to have the courage and the strength and know what's right and be driven by what's right and what is legal. And it's legal in this case for the governor to do precisely what I did and go ahead and extend additional benefits to the people in a time of need. That's where we are. That's what we're talking about. And I don't offer this, frankly, as criticism. I have been reluctant to criticize Governor DeSantis, and I'm not offering this as criticism. I'm offering it as friendly encouragement. For somebody, who has been governor, I can empathize with where the governor is right now. These decisions are not easy, but it's pretty crystal clear to me what is right and what is just. And what's right and what is just in this situation is to extend greater benefits to help our people in a time of need. It's all about health, safety, and welfare. And here we are at ground zero of providing that to the people of the state. It would be wrong not to do so.
That's St. Petersburg area member of Congress Charlie Crist speaking today on a video conference pressuring Florida's governor to increase the cap on reemployment compensation. The CDC website says that as of this afternoon, about 395,000 people in the U.S. have tested positive for coronavirus. That's 21,000 more than yesterday. There have been 12,754 deaths across the country. According to the Florida Department of Health website, as of this morning, there were 15,456 positive coronavirus cases in the state. That's up by more than 900 over yesterday. 309 people have died in Florida. Here's the county-by-county breakdown for the number of people who have tested positive for coronavirus in the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 626 with 7 deaths. In Pinellas, 394 with 9 deaths. There are 171 in Manatee with 7 deaths, 180 in Sarasota with 7 deaths, 76 in Charlotte with 1 death, 125 in Pasco with 2 deaths, 56 in Hernando with 1 death, 54 in Citrus with 2 deaths, and 206 in Polk County with 5 deaths. Governor DeSantis says he is ensuring all hospitals have access to hydroxychloroquine to be used on patients suffering from COVID-19. The drug is typically used to treat people with malaria and lupus. It's still being tested to see if it's truly effective in treating coronavirus, but it's being pushed by President Trump as a treatment. DeSantis spoke with doctors about the drug's effectiveness. Tallahassee Memorial Hospital physician Carlos Campo says the drug has side effects and combining it with other medications can be fatal.
I would not recommend just starting these as an outpatient because obviously patients cannot be monitored. And again, the medications themselves can put the patient at risk.
Campo also says practitioners are trying different treatments to help people with COVID-19. Bernie Sanders once had a strong lead in the Democratic primary, but it evaporated as the party's establishment swiftly lined up behind rival Joe Biden. Today, Senator Sanders thanked his staff, supporters, and 2 million donors as he ended his presidential bid. Sanders said he will use his delegates at the Democratic convention to exert influence and help to defeat President Trump. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy. Lows will only go down to the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and hot with near-record high temperatures in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.